Michigan Rundown Podcast.
Walton, Chapman, hoist a three. Michigan wins!
At midcourt, extra pass.
And it goes for the win!
Presented by Jake Singer.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Michigan Rundown Podcast. My name is Jake Singer, and on today's episode, I'm going to be discussing Juwan Howard's altercation with Wisconsin's assistant basketball coach and what that means for his future at the University of Michigan, as well as what that means for the future of Musa Diabate and Terrence Williams, who are also involved in this altercation. Now, look, there's a lot of rumors swirling around as to what will happen with Juwan Howard. If you are unaware, during the lineup lines yesterday after the game where Michigan lost to Wisconsin at Wisconsin, Juwan Howard and head coach Greg Gard of Wisconsin got into a little bit of an altercation before things blew out of proportion. They started grabbing each other and saying things to each other where no one could really make out what they were saying. Number one, Juwan was wearing a mask, and number two, they were just really yelling random stuff back and forth, and no one could really understand why they were arguing so much. After the game, Juwan Howard, in his press conference, said that he was very upset with Greg Gard calling a timeout with 15 seconds left. Greg Gard responded with he called a timeout because he wanted 10 extra seconds on the shot clock, given that Michigan was pressing Wisconsin, and they would have no time to actually have a possession. Now, this possession would not have mattered given that Wisconsin was winning by 15 points at the time. So this is what sparked a fury and anger inside of Juwan Howard. During the lineup lines after the game, Juwan Howard expresses anger towards Greg Gard, with Greg Gard, of course, defending himself and fighting back. Both of them started grabbing at each other, and both benches cleared to go and defend their head coaches. At one point, an assistant coach said something to Juwan that no one really knows to this point what he said. And Juwan responded with open fisting, hitting this assistant coach, sparking a full-out altercation. This then sparked the players to get involved, punching each other. Both Musa Diabate of Michigan and Terrence Williams threw punches. A few Wisconsin players threw punches. And the whole thing blew way out of control. And now there is a huge debate swirling around the sports world. Look, Juwan should not have physically touched any coach or player for that matter after this game. He was angry. He was upset. He was defending his players. At the same time, he is Michigan's coach. And there is a fine line between saying what his actions were wrong and defending your team, defending your players, and defending your school. This is why I am split on my decision at this moment on what should happen to Juwan. No, of course he's going to get suspended. That's a given. Juwan will probably miss at least a few games, if not the entire season. Musa will at least miss tomorrow's game against Wednesday's game against Rutgers, as well as Terrence Williams. But it's interesting what happens going forward, because this really has not happened before. Now, you've seen altercations with players after the fact of games, with Meta World Peace, even in the NBA. But you haven't really seen this in college. So it begs the question, if Juwan Howard was fired, is that enough to deem his firing? And how will the Michigan community, how will the sports community respond to this? Because as a Michigan fan myself, and as someone who goes to the school and that covers this multiple sports at this school, I would be appalled if Juwan Howard was fired as a fan. But as a sports fan, or as a journalist even for sports, and if this happened to, say, another random school, say this happened to North Carolina or Duke, say Coach K hit another coach, how would I feel about that? I don't know. Now, maybe as a sports fan, I would say, yes, fire him. It would make it easier to beat Duke. But if you think about it further, I think about a team like Michigan, who really is no harm to anybody at this current state, this current season. Is it enough to set a precedent saying if a coach acts out of anger and does physically assault someone, even throwing one single punch after a game, is that enough to fire them? So this is what I would do if I were the Big Ten and World Manual. If I were the Big Ten, I would say Musa Diabate, Terrence Williams, one game suspensions. Juwan Howard will get a suspension for the rest of the regular season. And it is then on Ward Manuel, who is Michigan's athletic director, to deem any other punishments he sees fit. If I was Ward Manuel, I would let the suspensions play out. So I would let, you know, Musa Diabate and Terrence Williams get suspended for the Rutgers game. And I would see Juwan Howard. There are only four games left in the regular season. Keep this in mind. I let Juwan Howard be suspended through the regular season. If this dies down and it's not really a top story in a week, 2 weeks, I would let it go and let Juwan Howard coach in the Big Ten tournament and possibly the NCAA tournament. If this is still a story in 2 weeks and Michigan has gotten a lot of negative criticism towards this, then I would consider possibly suspending him for the rest of the season. Remember, this is a fluid situation. Things are bound to change. You can make a decision at this current moment and change your mind going forward. But I think with four games left in the regular season, I think it is right to assume that he will at least be suspended for the rest of the regular season. That means he will miss the Rutgers game, the Iowa game, Michigan State, and Ohio State. Now, Michigan needs to win those games to make the NCAA tournament. But it is not the end-all be-all for Michigan basketball. Because if they do win the Big Ten tournament, they would automatically make the NCAA tournament, of course, as has happened back in 2017. So in this situation, I would say, Juwan, you are suspended for four games. This is by the Big Ten. Musa, Terrence, one game. And of course, you would suspend the Wisconsin players that threw punches as well, whatever the case may be. And then you would tell the athletic directors, you decide what happens next. Because this is your school. This is your image. You decide how you want to go about this. I think if that is what happens, I think it gives Michigan more time, number one. It allows people to pitch in more and Ward Manuel to really get a good, honest opinion of how people think about this, because I really don't believe this should be a one-person decision. I think this situation is really tricky because the Michigan community adores Juwan Howard. I love Juwan Howard. The students love Juwan Howard. The players love Juwan Howard. And the alumni, the fans of Juwan Howard. It's not like he already had one foot out the door. He just got signed to a mega extension at the beginning of the season. On the other hand, Michigan hasn't been playing well this season. And if there ever is a time to fire a coach like Juwan, who is loved amongst his team and his school, this could be that time. It would say, you know what? Michigan's not playing well. He messed up. He needs to think about his actions. And he needs to go. But as we all know, there are a lot of implications if Juwan gets fired. Now I'm getting way ahead of myself. But let's assume Juwan gets fired. Juwan Howard gets fired this week. That would leave Phil Martelli, our assistant coach, who used to coach at St. Joe's, to fill in as our head coach. Phil Martelli, say Michigan goes 2-2 in his last four games, goes to the Big Ten tournament, and loses in the second round to Illinois. Michigan does not make the NCAA tournament in this situation. I believe Michigan would have to then go out, find a new head coach, and then possibly lose all four recruits for next season and the one recruit for the 2023 season. That already is a disaster for Michigan. Now Michigan has to rebuild once again in basketball. They have to go and find out a bunch of new recruits. All those people that came here just for Juwan won't be here anymore, including Jet Howard, his son, who's a four-star shooting guard that is supposed to come in next year and could possibly start for this team as a freshman. So recruiting-wise, it's already a disaster. PR-wise, the news outlets will say, good job, Michigan, for handling this. Bravo. And that's that. There's no other benefits from the news outlet standpoint of firing Juwan Howard. All it will be Juwan Howard's fired, and then the conversation will shift from Juwan Howard should be fired to Juwan Howard's fired, Michigan's doomed, what's next? I can already see it happening. Partially, it happened when Beilein left. Beilein was not fired, but Beilein left spontaneously. before Juwan Howard took over for this Michigan basketball team. And when John Beilein left, there were a lot of questions of, will Michigan get back to the promised land? They will lose all their recruits. Remember, Michigan lost Isaiah Todd, their five-star recruit at the time, which was massive, a massive blow for Michigan. And Michigan wasn't that good in Juwan's first year. So say Juwan Howard leaves, and Michigan gets a semi-decent coach for next season. They still won't be the same. As much as people are frustrated by the situation, as much as people are calling for his head, are calling for him to be fired, there are so many more negative consequences to Juwan Howard being fired than him staying. And for that, I believe Juwan Howard should be suspended at least through the regular season and be reevaluated for the Big Ten tournament. I personally am not expecting Juwan Howard and Michigan to go that far in the Big Ten tournament. Therefore, I don't expect them to make the NCAA tournament. And even if they make the NCAA tournament as a last four in, there's a very small chance they make it to the championship. UCLA did last year, but I just don't believe this personal team is built to win a championship. And that's honestly not the worst thing in the world right now. We would be in a lot worse of a position if Michigan was ranked in the top 10 of the country, and then this happens, and they have to figure out a new coach with new players and a new system right before the tournament time. Instead, Michigan essentially has a full offseason to deal with this. They have a full offseason to deal with losing players, getting new recruits, and they have a full offseason to deal with how they want to go about these implications of Juwan Howard and how they want to go about either keeping him or suspending him longer. And the NCAA has a lot to think about now because this really has not happened. It is very rare to discipline a coach. They disciplined Rick Pitino back in 2013 with Louisville, and then he ended up back in the NCAA. So whatever happens going forward will be very interesting. But the NCAA, the Big Ten, and Ward Manuel, and they're all very exclusive. They're not together. Individually, all have to make very tough decisions. And whatever decision they decide to make will really set a tone going forward in the future for college basketball, even college football, really all college sports going forward, in how they want to discipline coaches, players, and programs as a whole. So with that, thank you guys. That is my quick take on the situation. It's a developing story, so expect me to give more insight. I also want to let you all know I apologize for not making episodes in the last few months. I've had a lot of really cool opportunities that I've been exploring. I'm currently the baseball beat reporter for the Michigan Daily. You can look up my name, Jake Singer, and put Michigan Daily in Google. You can see all of my articles. So as the baseball season's been starting up, I'll be writing a lot for them. I've also been working for WCBN Radio here in Ann Arbor, and I've been doing a lot of really cool work with them on their sports podcast weekly. So please check those things out. I appreciate it. I'm doing my best here making these podcast episodes, and I just appreciate you all for sticking around, listening, and really caring about my insight. So with that, thank you all for listening once again. I appreciate you all. Have a good evening.